The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about pets and the afterlife. Communicating with the spirits of animals, a conversation with Nicole Strickland. With you giving talks on this subject, animals in the afterlife, I imagine that you have heard a lot of stories too.
Yes.
So when you do a talk on that, do people kind of just offer up, or is there a place in there where people can share their own experiences?
Yes. And so my presentation, Animals in the Afterlife, I developed it. I got the inspiration because of and through all of these experiences I've been having. So it's a newer presentation, and I gave it through San Diego Oasis November. So that's the first time I've done it. But I save some time at the end for people to share if they have any questions or if they want to share an experience. And yes, there were many, many. And it was a hybrid presentation. So part of it was, you know, on site as well as via Zoom. And there were many people coming forward with similar types of experiences. So goes to show that, you know, it's more common. And I think people are, and whether it's with an animal or a human, I think people are more comfortable these days sharing these types of spiritual occurrences. It's not so hush-hush anymore, if that makes sense.
Yes, I think if you can have that experience with a human loved one, I think that my connection to my pets is as strong. I am as connected, if not more so connected, than with humans. I live with my pets. I have a house. I live by myself. I have three pets now, and when I lost my dog, I had him and two cats, That was a profound change in my house. All of a sudden, I don't have a dog. And for the first time in my adult life, it just changes your life so much. Having them and then losing them is such a profound experience.
And it's hard, very difficult to lose an animal. I think it's one of life's ultimate cruelties to have to go through that.
But I do also think that, you know, if I still had Buddy here, I wouldn't have Benji, my new dog. So I guess there's that kind of opens you up to have more experiences. I don't know.
I think so. Do you think perhaps he guided you to your new dog, or how do you feel about that?
You know, that's an interesting.
You may not want to share that, but if you do,
because we were talking about that. But when I lost my dog, Buddy, the one I'd had for 16 and a half years, that morning we talked for hours and hours and hours. I was like, when the time's right, bring me another dog. You know, like I kind of wanted him to pick out the dog. I bartend at my friend's theater. I write for the theater. So it's just fun. It's a fun environment. All my friends are there, the actors, you know, it's just fun. And so one of the theater's really good friends had passed away, and I wasn't supposed to work the next night, but I ended up working for an animal rescue and doing a benefit. And here's this one dog there. And he's now laying on my bed behind me, sound asleep. But I kind of feel like that was the right dog at the right time.
Yes.
You know, like the cat distribution system. I don't know. I think,
yes.
But I like to think that Buddy had a little paw in it in helping me. I think my friend who had passed away kind of helped me get this dog because he ended up being the most perfect dog for me. And so I kind of think, I think one dog can bring you another one when the
absolutely.
Time is right.
It's such an amazing story that you're sharing right now.
But when I turned around, because my friend came up with holding him and he looked at me and I turned around and he goes, he's up for adoption, just saying. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, that's my dog.
There you
that's
go.
Him. I knew it.
Yes. And
but,
that's
you know,
how it happens. That's how. And I've asked Kaylee and Max to let me know. And I would say for the last few weeks, I feel it's getting closer. But I wouldn't be surprised within a year if. But again, I'm not going to plan it. It's going to happen as it's supposed to.
You know, there's these weird little sign things too. Like one day after Buddy passed away, because he was really my soulmate dog. I've been lucky. I've had several soulmate dogs. But I'd never had a dog 16 and a half years. So one day I was at work and I would always come home for lunch to let Buddy out. And so I'd always come home, let him out, walk him, go back to work. And so after he passed away, I didn't know what to do with my lunch hours. And so one day I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm going to drive home. And because I wasn't doing that because it was hard, I'd walk in the house, he's not here. But that one day, I'm going to drive home and I guess have lunch. I walked in the house and I walked in the kitchen. And I literally, when this happened, I got my phone out and I took a picture. One of his dog bones was in the middle of the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know. Now I have a cat that I call a cat dog. And maybe Izzy got the bone and drug it out into the middle of the kitchen. Could have happened. But the weird thing is he hadn't chewed a bone like that for quite a while. The bone wasn't even chewed at all. Looked like a brand new bone. And it had to have been under maybe the sofa. But I don't know how it could have been under the sofa because I have carpeting. How would, you know, could you, I don't know how, my cat can't even fit under the sofa. And this was about a month after my dog was gone. So I don't know how the bone ended up in the middle of the kitchen. I mean, I guess there are ways you could explain it.
No, but see, there's the brain trying to, you know, explain it. And it's maybe there is a reason, maybe, you know, but it was there. It was that it's the experience that matters.
You know, we have another podcast called Real Ghost Stories Online where people write in and share their real ghost stories, or they might call in and share stories. And over the years, I cannot even tell you how many stories we've gotten from people who have experienced just what you and I are talking about today, had that experience with a pet after they've crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. So I found one that I really wanted to share. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, here it goes.
I've been debating whether or not I want to call in and share my story, but I've never done anything like this before, but I would like to. Basically, it's not a scary story. It's a little bit of a sweet story, but when I was younger, I had a cat that I was very close with. And this cat would sleep with me every single night. Like, we were inseparable. She would go everywhere in the house that I went. She was basically my baby. And every night this cat would sleep with me, and she'd sleep either next to me or she would sleep above my head. Of course, she got older, and unfortunately, she passed away. And this is about the time that I moved away from my home to go to college. And, you know, it was sad for me. It was hard to get used to because I got so used to that cat sleeping with me every single night and sleeping above my head. You know, I would hear her purring and just feel her warmth. And so not having that anymore and knowing she was gone forever was really heartbreaking. But about a year and a half later, it was the summer of my junior year of college. I hadn't been home much. I hadn't seen my family because I was just going with school, and I'd gotten an internship at a big company. And so I didn't even get to go home for the summer. I went straight from college to this internship. And I was in an apartment in the city. I was having a rough time. My coworkers in the internship and I really didn't get along. I was far away from my family. I hadn't seen my family. I was having a really rough time. And my cat had been gone for a while, and to be honest with you, I wasn't even thinking about her. And then one night in the middle of the summer after a really rough day, it was about 1 or 2 in the morning, I was sound asleep. But I distinctly remember waking up, you know, it was half asleep. I was woken up by something. It was at that point where you're awake, but you're not. You're conscious of where you are and the environment, but you're not really conscious of what's going on. And I just remember at the foot of my bed feeling something jump up onto the bed and walk along my back. And then I could feel the pressure on the bed. You know, I could feel the footsteps. I could feel the pressure change, and not paying much mind to it because it was a feeling I had been used to years ago. And then I felt something get on my pillow and lay down on my pillow. And I felt the pressure and the warmth wrap around my head. And I heard a purring noise. My cat, she would always purr when she laid above my head. And, you know, I didn't think much of it. I went back to sleep for a second, and then I flew up because I'm like, wait, that's not right. I turn on the light, and I'm ripping the room apart because my cat, I was like, that was my cat. Where was she? What's going on? And so, you know, I had that experience where she came back, and, you know, I think it was her way of saying, hey, I'm still here with you. I know you're having a rough time, but everything's okay, and I'm looking out for you. I'm still with you. And, you know, at first I was a little scared, and it freaked me out. But then I was reassured the more I thought about it. I was like, wow, she's still here. She's still with me. And that's the only time that's happened. But, I mean, it made me feel so much better knowing that she was okay and knowing that she was here with me. And just having that experience of feeling that pressure on the bed and feeling that pressure on my pillow and hearing that familiar sound that I hadn't heard in a year and a half or so. So, you know, it was a really neat experience, but I'm glad I had it. And I share it whenever I can. You guys have a good night.
Wow.
You know, I just find that story so fascinating because, once again, there are just things like your pet jumping up on your bed, that you know exactly what that feeling is, you know, and the fact that his cat did exactly what it had always done. It jumped up on the bed, it went up to the pillow, kind of wrapped itself around his head, purring, to the point he wasn't even thinking, you know, that was just his cat. Then he realized that his cat was gone. That just gives me all the goosebumps.
Yes. Maybe I'm physically gone, but, you know, I'm still alive, just in a different way.
That reminds me. There was one night, now, who knows what I really heard. You could have heard anything. I was sound asleep. But I was sound asleep, woke up, I swore I heard a dog squeaky toy, that recognizable squeak sound. And I sat up. I was like, what the hell was that? And then I convinced myself it was my cat, because I couldn't have just heard a dog squeaky toy.
See how we try to like just, and maybe we're correct, maybe it was the cat, but it's so easy for our minds to just want to logically try to explain it. And there may be a logical reason, right? But sometimes there's not, and you just have to go with that. You know, it's interesting. Max and Kaylee would occasionally meow like the normal meow, but they had a distinct meow as well, and they both would meow like this, meow meow, like that. And so when I hear that meow meow, it's just so distinctive to them. How can I deny it? Maybe it's a not necessarily a bereavement hallucination. If I'm thinking of them and I hear it, maybe it's me creating it. I don't know, but it happens so randomly at times.
And I think it's weird. When you hear that, and you know, you could just be watching TV or you're laying in bed reading, or it's not like you're thinking, man, I sure would like to hear that meow right now.
That's exactly what you said it better than me. Exactly.
And it just happens, like the dog squeaky toy that night. It was, it woke me up. So I don't know what I heard. But what about people who have lost a pet and they really desperately want that sign from them? Do you think that, I don't think it's just like with humans. Not every person who passes is going to give you a sign. You won't have a connection with every person you love after they die. You might not have a visitation dream. You might. Do you have any advice for people who are looking for that connection from a loved one, be it a cat, dog, or person, horse, whatever it might be?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I will say that, you know, animals may come through in different ways for certain people. So it's not always uniform. I do believe that they want us to know that they're okay. And like we said earlier, they're very high vibrational beings. And in a way, I think they can see the afterlife around them. They want us to know that we'll see them again. But I think that if you really want to have that connection with your animal, I mean, and these are some things that I've talked about during the presentation, I think it's important to set that intention. Put that out there. Let your animal know that you want to have that connection with them in spirit. Meditate on it. And while doing that, and this has helped me, this is something that I've done too, concentrate on that love and bond that you've had with your pet, and even the bond that you continue to share even with them being in the afterlife. While doing so, during my presentation, I would say, you know, for example, you might want to hold their favorite toy, go to their favorite place and meditate on this. Ask them to come to you in dreams. You could even use a photo or have a photo of them nearby and look at that photo as you're setting that intention. And then even like concentrate on the amazing memories that you've had with your animal. And when you do that, just allow yourself to trust the signs that you're receiving from the afterlife. They may come through via synchronicity. But when that happens, you will know without a doubt that, okay, this is a synchronous type of sign. You just know. You can't plan for it. It's going to happen when it's supposed to. But that's, I think, one way they can utilize, you know, through synchronicity coming through to us. And then just telepathy and the telepathic communication. And it's hard to plan it because everything will be different. You know, you can have 10 people and 10 different pets, and each animal is going to come through differently. But it goes back to trusting your heart and trusting what your soul is telling you. If you have a heartfelt, and I'm saying not the ego, not the brain, trust your heart. If you have a certain experience and your heart is telling you, wow, that was absolutely an experience, you have to go with that. It's hard to explain, but that's the advice that I would have.
And I think that often as you and I were talking about earlier, when we want a sign from a loved one or a pet, because I feel that they're the same category to me. I don't see a distinction between losing, you know, the grief losing my dog was very similar to the grief of when I lost my dad. And
of course.
And in fact, I lost a dog a couple months after I lost my dad. And that was just really difficult. And because that friendship is so strong. Mm-hmm. But I think that sometimes you look for, like I was saying earlier, the Queen Elizabeth rainbow that happened when she passed away. That's a sign. It's like, I want that to happen.
And you just know when it is. It's not something that you're going to see or hear and think, okay, well, that could be a sign. It could be a sign because of A, B, and C. You don't think like that. When it happens, it's just this universal all-knowing. Right after Kaylee transitioned, December 19th, 2019, about 3:02 p.m. I didn't write it down, but I remember it was just shortly after 3. And even the veterinarian was crying because he loved her. And he even said when she, and it was a very, very peaceful passing, the most peaceful passing of any animal I've ever witnessed. Max was as well. But he was like, oh my gosh, I feel her all around me. So I could tell at that point that veterinarian was, you know, obviously a believer. But it was almost immediate. And it wasn't, there was no time for my brain to try to process, okay, could this be a sign? It was like this all-knowing. Immediately when we exited the room, because we spent some time with Kaylee after, and I told Kaylee, I said, Kaylee, I don't want you to feel like you have to come visit or that you have to comfort myself. I want you to get used to where you're going. That's important. Understand I'm going to be sad, but you know, don't feel like you have to stay here because of it. I want you to be able to evolve to where you're going. I told her that. But almost immediately leaving the room, down the hallway, there was this bright, it had been raining that day, but at this time there was this bright, bright shining light coming through the door, and the way it looked was just beautiful. And then coming home, we stopped at In-N-Out. I wasn't really that hungry, but we stopped at In-N-Out. And then after rounding the corner on Balboa Avenue, I happened to look up and my eyes, when I looked up at this billboard, my eyes went straight to this fingertip that was touching this bright orb of light. And I didn't have time for my brain to process, oh, I'm looking at a billboard and okay, yeah, this could be a sign. It was just like this instantaneous, I knew it was synchronicity. The following day, I was at a stoplight and I saw these two birds dancing in unison in the sky, unlike anything I've ever seen. And I just innately knew, okay, that's another synchronous moment that, you know, brother and sister are reunited, things like that. So what I'm trying to say is you will just know your brain won't even have time to even wonder, okay, could this be a sign? Could it not? You will just know. And that's what you have to trust.
I think that so often when people lose a pet or a loved one, you know, they are looking for those big signs, and it could be something little that happens, like those dancing birds could be the sign. But the morning I lost Buddy and I was just so distraught and I didn't know even if I was going to make the call that day or not. I didn't know. I'm laying on the ground talking to him. It's like 7 in the morning. And I said, I can't do this if I don't have a sign. And it's not even possible. I can't make this decision without knowing 100% this is the right thing to do. And he can't talk to me. And so my cats about that time wanted to go outside, and they only get to go outside with me. They're both very good. They stay in the yard. They come back in when I tell them. It's really cute. But so I went outside with them. I sat on the step and I'm just crying, and something caught my eye, and I look over and this hummingbird just flew up to me, and maybe an arm length away, so maybe about 3 feet from me, and just hovering and just looking at me.
Wow.
And wow. I'm looking at the hummingbird and I'm like, the hummingbird is looking right at me. And then it hit me. I'm like, that's the sign that I just asked for. So I made the decision. My vet came to my house. I have a wonderful veterinarian. And the next day after everything was over, I was sitting on the sofa. I have an L-shaped sofa. And to my right, I had windows. And I saw something again out of the corner of my eye, looked over, and a different kind of bird flew up, latched onto the screen, and looked inside my house. And at the exact same thing, I went, that bird is looking at me. And then it flew off. And then I was like, oh my God, that was sent from my dog. Now, was it? I have no idea. But I will forever think that was a sign from my dog that he was okay.
And that's what you have to go with. Mm-hmm. Right. You have to go with that. That's a beautiful story. And there's so many of these. And but it's, you know, just like you said, you just know, you can't doubt it.
And don't you think, too, it's, you know, there's no proof for anything with the afterlife and with spirits and with ghosts and all that sort of thing.
Right.
But when you look at the how many experiences so many people have had from different walks of life in different parts of the world, and they've all had similar experiences, I'm like, there's got to be something to all of that.
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. I mean, even with near-death experiences, when you look at those, different cultures, different ages, people from all over the world describing the same characteristics and traits. You just, mm-hmm. and there's thousands upon thousands of these.
Now, what I am looking forward to is you and I are going to be having another conversation soon. You've got another book coming out. You're another person. I don't know when you sleep. But
no,
this,
I do. Oh,
this,
trust me, I do.
This new book.
I need it, too. If I don't sleep, you do not want to be around me.
But the new book is Women on the Fringe, Groundbreaking Women in the Paranormal. And you've written that along with Marie D. Jones and Denise Agnew. Can you give me a little synopsis of that book, a little teaser?
Sure. So this was actually Marie D. Jones's idea, and she approached me. It's been almost 2 years. We've been working on it for near 2 years now, and she approached me with the idea, and she said, would you want to work on this with me? And I said, yeah, this sounds like a fabulous topic and very needed. It's very timely. And so she also approached Denise A. Agnew and their writing partners as well, screenwriting partners and whatnot. So the three of us got together, and we just set off, and there are about 25 different women in the book. So it's an anthology, of course. And so it features women from all over, ghost researchers, psychic mediums, those in the cryptozoological fields, I think we have a couple ufology stories, authors, radio hosts, and whatnot. And so it features their stories and how they got into the field and the work that they do. And so it's interesting. We just finished the editing, and now it's in the formatting stage. But we're debuting it, I believe, the week of March 24th to coincide with, I think it's International Women's Day or Women's Week. So that's it. So we might be doing a second volume at some point, but we're excited about it.
I cannot wait to talk about that. I think that'll be so interesting. I can't wait to read it and have a discussion about that. So I'm excited. You'll be back on again soon.
Absolutely. I'll let them know. We're starting to do some interviews for it. But great idea. I mean, for Marie to come up with that. And so we're excited for sure.
Now, people can get more information about you, and your website is authornicolestrickland.com. There's lots of information. You can find the links to the books that you've written there. Can you purchase the books through your...
I just give them... I don't have a store yet on my website, but I list the different ways. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, I list the different links where you can get them. I think most people do Amazon. And with my Queen Mary books, if you ever go to the ship in Long Beach, they're on board there as well, the Queen Mary one. So,
well, Nicole, it's such a pleasure to get to talk to you again.
Oh,
and
you
loved,
too.
I loved you're, having this conversation. Wonderful.
Yes, this was amazing. Very important, too. I think it can reach a lot of people.
And that wraps up our conversation about pets and the afterlife with Nicole Strickland. For more information about Nicole, visit her website at authornicolestrickland.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you'll find everything there, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.